let us start with the Dave Lane halftime Super Bowl trivia contest with players.
Let's go.
Yeah, so we have the big comeback of Rihanna, and I've talked about her press conference during the Open this morning, or earlier today.
Dave saw Rihanna today.
I did. She did not perform.
What's my name?
I saw your tweet pic.
Yes. She looked what's great for a new mommy.
Mm-hmm. Man, she's so hot.
So
can I say that?
Oh. I thought at media night, one of the things that I would do, because a lot of people go around asking Super Bowl trivia or trivia about the Eagles or the Chiefs just to see
sports,
how much they know about their team that they're playing for, whatever.
Yeah, I did that. Thanks.
So, I mean, I didn't want to step on your toes.
20 years.
I appreciate it.
I wanted to keep that generic territory for you. And so I wanted to do Super Bowl halftime trivia. So I went back and looked at all 57 years now, whatever it is.
Yep.
56, I suppose.
Uh-huh.
And came up with 10 questions. And so I have two contestants, kind of 2.5. For the Eagles, we have Janaris Robinson, defensive end, number 59,
yeah.
Played at Florida State.
And so,
dumped it, too. We caught it in time.
I'm just clarifying how you were supposed to pronounce
yes.
his name.
Yes. You know,
or Cochran.
You just don't need to do that.
So the Chiefs contestant is Jack Cochran. He is a linebacker, number 43. He's a rookie from South Dakota. And then his lifeline was Mike Caliendo, an offensive lineman, also a rookie from Western Michigan.
Okay.
They seemed like they were attached at the hip.
Okay.
So let's start with Janaris Robinson. Do you guys want to maybe guess?
Yeah, sure.
Like an over-under on how many you think each of these guys will get?
I'm going to say two. Over-under set at two.
Okay, so the over-under set at two. How many think that we're going to get over for
how hard are these questions?
Over. I'm going to say over.
Do you think he's going to get more than two?
Do you think the questions are hard?
What did you say the subject was?
Super Bowl halftime
shows.
And there are 10 questions. I'll take the over.
Okay.
Because he's watched every Super Bowl.
Right.
Yeah, but they're 22 years old. They don't know anything about Paul McCartney.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean,
he could go back to 60s, 70s.
Up with people.
We had a grambling band and all that.
I kept it mostly in the last 20 years, but there are a couple questions that date before that.
Well, he's not going to get those.
Okay.
All right. So the over-under is two. Most think it'll be around two. Let's see how Janaris Robinson does on Super Bowl halftime trivia.
What's your name and what position do you play?
Janaris Robinson, defensive end.
Okay, this is Super Bowl halftime trivia. In 2005, man. Sir Paul McCartney wowed the Super Bowl 39 crowd with renditions of Drive My Car, Get Back, and Hey Jude from his old group called what?
I don't know.
You ever heard of the Beatles?
Yes.
Okay, the Beatles. This one's very obscure, but maybe there's a clue that can help you figure it out. The very first Super Bowl halftime show in 1967 featured the marching bands from the University of Arizona and Grambling State, and what comedy trio?
Man, that was way before my time. Man.
I know, but what do you think of any old-timey comedy trios?
I don't know,
the
man.
Three Stooges. Can you believe they did a halftime?
Oh, yeah. That's
wait a minute. Okay. Pause that.
I didn't know that.
Tell me more about this Three Stooges.
The Three
halftime.
Stooges?
I've heard of the was it Grambling?
And yeah, Arizona State or
State.
Arizona.
But I've never heard of the Three Stooges were involved in that.
Yeah, I don't know what. I don't know if they did a sketch or if they just MC'd it or what. But the Three Stooges were
they went
at
out there
the
and
first
did
Super Bowl.
Ow, my balls!
Can you imagine if they
wait,
rolled
what?
Them out this Sunday
with Rihanna?
That'd be awesome.
There'd be a giant question mark over the stadium.
Crazy.
Okay, let's go back just a couple of years. In 2020, Super Bowl halftime was headlined by J-Lo. Which guest performer looked into the camera and went,
ah! That's crazy. Hey, Marlon, phone a friend. Phone a friend.
What? In 2020, when J-Lo was headlining the halftime, which guest performer looked into the camera and said, ah! No. Correct answer is Shakira.
Oh, wow.
Shakira. All right. Super Bowl 53 in 2019 when Maroon 5 performed, Adam Levine stripped off his shirt to show us ink. What word did he have tattooed across his tummy?
I don't know.
California.
Wow.
Is that the worst tattoo you've ever heard of? Pretty bad. In 2010, Super Bowl 44 in Miami, The Who performed at halftime.
The Who.
Oh, no, man.
That's a trick question. The answer is the yes, because it's The Who.
That's funny.
All right. In 2004 at Reliance Stadium in Houston, Justin Timberlake caused a wardrobe malfunction that exposed the nipple of which performer?
Oh, no, man.
You remember the nip slip? Janet Jackson.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember that.
What? All right.
Wait, pause for a second. Yeah. What year was that?
2004.
If he didn't get that.
He's really young. I mean,
it doesn't, but it's... Did you know that, Jack?
He would have been five.
Yeah.
You're familiar with the Janet Jackson nip slip.
They wouldn't have showed, you know,
yeah,
the kid.
Young Janeris at 5 years old was not asked to come into the room. And,
yeah.
I want to redo my guess because that's the most famous or infamous halftime scandal. And if he didn't know that, I'm going to go down to zero and take the under.
Well, okay. You can't do that. Well, I set the over-under at two.
Yeah, and I'm now taking the under.
Okay.
All right, we got to get to the end here.
Super Bowl 49 here in Phoenix. Which background dancer during Katy Perry's performance became an internet sensation?
I don't know.
Do you remember Left
I don't
Sharp?
Know none of these. No. I don't remember none of these.
You're too busy playing football for
this
stuff.
Yeah, man.
All right, how about in 2011 at Cowboys Stadium, which Super Bowl halftime performer encouraged the stadium to have a happy football?
I don't know.
Blackout Peace.
You'd be knowing.
Now he's getting mad at you.
We only got two more. At the Rose Bowl in 1993, the Super Bowl halftime show entitled Heal the World was performed by which now-dead pedophile?
Oh. I don't know, man.
That's Michael Jackson.
Oh.
Right, Miami, 2007. This artist performed a song about rain while it was actually raining in what is considered the greatest Super Bowl halftime ever. Who was it?
Can't tell you. I don't know none of them.
Prince.
Oh, wow.
Are you a Prince fan?
Nah, not really.
Who is the
I like a lot
not
of music.
Really.
I play music, so I like a lot of music.
What's your instrument?
Drums, keyboard, all that.
You have a studio? You lay tracks?
Yeah.
Are we going to hear it?
Yeah.
Maybe one day.
All right.
Life out the football.
Cheers, man. Thank you.
All right, wow. So Janaris Robinson got zero.
Okay, so
that's pretty shocking, actually.
All Jack Cochran needs is one
so
to get the win for the Chiefs.
Left Shark, Purple Rain, Janet Jackson nip slip.
All those were huge moments.
Those are cultural touchstone
moments. I was trying to go for the big ones.
He obviously grew up a sports fan and watched all these performances when they happened, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He was at a Super Bowl party every single year.
Yeah.
All right, we got to get to Jack Cochran if we're going to squeeze this
Not
in. So ring Jack Cochran.
Yeah,
yes,
thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Quick turnaround.
Goodness.
So here is Jack Cochran and Mike Caliendo, the Chiefs representative.
Over-under at two.
Under.
Okay.
Wait, why is Frank Caliendo in this?
Mike Caliendo.
Oh.
His son.
I got faith here. We're going to hit.
Same questions?
Same question.
And it's two people who get to answer?
Yeah, I'll take
They're
the
tag
over.
Teaming? Yeah. It's going to be the over.
Okay. All right.
I like this one.
What's your name and position?
Jack Cochran, linebacker.
Okay. This is a Super Bowl halftime trivia. You can use your buddy as a lifeline. Yeah. What's your name?
Mike Caliendo.
Okay.
It'll be my phone to find the thing.
Okay. Rihanna is the Super Bowl halftime this time. So we're going to look back at years past. So in 2005, Sir Paul McCartney wowed the Super Bowl crowd with his rendition of Drive My Car, Get Back, and Hey Jude from his old band called...
The Beatles.
Excellent.
All right, they already sound like nerds.
This one might be a challenge,
a good
but there's
sign,
a clue in the question. The very first Super Bowl halftime show in 1967 featured the marching bands from the University of Arizona and Grambling State. And what comedy trio?
Not sure. You got comedy trio?
A comedy trio.
Is the Blue Man Group around back
there? No.
Blue Man.
I feel like the Rat Pack.
Ooh, that's kind of good.
Okay. 1967, and they were old in 1967.
Oh, okay. Dean Martin, that crew? No?
It's a great guess, the Three Stooges.
Yeah, we weren't getting that one.
Okay. In 2020, the Super Bowl halftime was headlined by J-Lo. Which guest performer looked into the camera and went...
That's Shakira.
Yeah. Oh,
damn.
Wow.
Okay, all right.
All right. At Super Bowl 53, when Maroon 5 performed, Adam Levine stripped off his shirt to show all his ink. What word did he have tattooed across his tummy?
I'm going to guess. Unless you know.
I don't know. I know you haven't.
Love.
California.
I was going to say love.
Terrible, isn't it?
Not even close.
All right. In 2010, at Super Bowl 44 in Miami, The Who performed at halftime.
Yep. The Who, the band.
Yes! That's your question.
Is that four? That's three.
Right. In 2004 at Reliance Stadium in Houston, Justin Timberlake caused a wardrobe malfunction that exposed the nipple of which performer?
Janet Jackson.
Yes.
Ringer.
At Super Bowl 49, right here in Phoenix, which background dancer during Katy Perry's performance became an instant internet sensation?
It was a dolphin, right? Dolphin or a shark?
The shark.
Final answer, shark.
I'll give it to you. Left shark.
Oh, okay.
All right, in 2011, at Cowboys Stadium, which Super Bowl halftime performer encouraged the stadium crowd to have a happy football?
Don't get it.
Have a happy football. 2011. Was that Fergie?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Black Eyed Peas.
Holy cow.
Damn.
Who is this guy?
It was Will.i.am, right?
Well,
either way.
But I think you give him credit for that.
Yeah, I gave
him
credit.
Incredible.
He's a savant.
Dang.
He is.
Who is this cat?
Was that Fergie?
Dude, I'm going to give it to you. It was Will.i.am, Black Eyed Peas.
Black Eyed Peas? All right, yeah.
All right.
I knew they were around that time.
At the Rose Bowl in 1993, Super Bowl halftime show was entitled Heal the World, and it featured which performer who is a now-dead pedophile?
What year?
1993.
Dead and a pedophile. Michael Jackson.
Final question. Miami in 2007. This artist performed a song about rain while it was actually raining. Yes.
Dude.
I'm going to finish the question. Dude, you crushed it. You were nervous and you crushed it.
Do I get a prize?
Get a handshake, a hearty handshake, and I hope you win.
I'm feeling good.
Thanks for helping out.
I didn't do much.
I think we now know who's going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
How many did he get right? Eight?
Jack Cochran went 8-for-10, while Janaris Robinson went 0-for-10.
Yeah, I'll predict who wins the Super Bowl, the one who wasn't so concerned with all this trivia.
Right.
Who was focused on football.
And his drums.
Not Cochran.
And Landau tracks.
That's awesome.
Damn.
Well, I am rooting for Jack Cochran and the Kansas City Chiefs
play
on Sunday.
Yeah, he does.
Okay. Maybe we'll have ticket luck and he'll get like a special teams fumble or something
A turning point of the game.
He's big into the special teams, no doubt.